Welcome, everybody, and thank you for tuning into today's TSD Spotlight podcast. My name is Jarrett Hartman, University Talent Director for Tech San Diego, and I'm coming to you from the temporary global headquarters of Tech San Diego here in beautiful Point Loma. As University Talent Director, I really have two primary focuses: ensuring students know about and are sourced for professional opportunities here in the region, like internships and job opportunities, and making sure our local tech ecosystem is easily accessible to our university communities, whether that be through networking events with student organizations, professional development workshops, or even one-on-one coffee meetings with chairs of academic departments and members of our tech community. But that's enough about me. Today, I'm very excited to welcome Alan Atik, Sashank Venpati, and Vivian Chong from Eta Kappa Nu, the Honors Engineering Society at UCSD. Alan, Sashank, and Vivian, why don't you give a brief introduction of yourselves to our listeners?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Alan Atik. I'm a fourth-year electrical engineering student at UC San Diego, and I'm the president of HKN.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sashank. I'm a fourth-year electrical engineering major. I'm currently the VP External of Eta Kappa Nu, and last year I was the ECE Tech Chair of Eta Kappa Nu.
Hi, everyone. My name is Vivian Chong. I'm an incoming third year majoring in computer engineering at UCSD. And at HKN, I'm the incoming ECE department chair.
Perfect. Welcome, guys. Thank you for joining us today. Now, I'm going to just jump right in. What is HKN or Eta Kappa Nu? How many members do you guys have? And what is kind of the goal or the purpose of your organization?
Yeah, so HKN is the National Honor Society of IEEE. So we are basically the sister organization of IEEE, and we're dedicated to recognizing excellence in IEEE fields of interest. So not only electrical and computer engineering, which most of our members are, but we're sort of shifting our focus away from that and to the other majors in the Jacobs School of Engineering at UC San Diego. So we want to include mechanical engineering, nanoengineering, which we have sort of a small base of students in that, but we're sort of trying to broaden that in the upcoming years.
Now, would you say that there's a typical member of HKN? Are there any particular areas of study that your members gravitate towards? Or, like you said, are you just trying to get a wider range of students in the engineering field into HKN?
Yeah, as Alan said, any major like in the electrical and computer engineering tend to gravitate towards us just because we're affiliated with like IEEE. But yeah, we are expanding. I would say a lot of areas of interest that I see is like machine learning, more like electrical engineering depths. I would see a lot of that for sure.
And what are some of the events that HKN puts on for its members? Are there any programs that you've developed to kind of encourage collaboration and networking with local technology companies, whether in your field or in kind of your expansion in AI and machine learning?
Yeah, so some of the events that we host are different technical events that go over how to use microcontrollers, for example, or professional development events where you focus on developing your interview skills. And there's also a resume critique event that we host from time to time. So all these basically help benefit the community together.
And Sashank, you and I, in the spring, pretty much right after the pandemic hit, we were in touch with each other, and we ended up putting on a few different types of events. We did a networking mixer with Tech San Diego member Turtle Beach. We had their CTO and one of their senior managers of product development come. We also did, just like you said, like a technical interview practice and question review session with a couple different Tech San Diego members. So just based on our interactions with you guys, a pretty wide-ranging list of events that you guys are putting on, both just independently and also collaborating with companies and organizations like Tech San Diego. So that's pretty exciting. Do you guys have any confirmed events or ideas that you're kind of batting around right now for the upcoming school year that you're working on or excited about?
So in October, we're going to host the Honors Career Fair, which is where we invite companies from mainly focusing on the electrical engineering or like software industry to have the opportunity to network with honors engineering students. and that would be taking place online in the beginning of October. And some of the events that we'll be having in the future is called the Honors Networking Event, where we invite different engineers from a wide variety of companies and give them the opportunity to network with students in a more casual setting. You know, talk about how their experiences at that company, what kind of responsibilities they have, etc. We also have an event called Hard Hack, which is our flagship event. It's a 24-hour hardware hackathon that we host in January, but we're still finalizing everything because of the pandemic. We have to shift to entirely remote, to a remote setting. So we have to see basically how we're going to set those logistics up.
And just for our listeners, these are the exact types of events that really Tech San Diego loves to collaborate with our kind of student organizations with. We love to get either executives or just engineers from all sorts of disciplines to really get to engage on campus or virtually in this case, due to the pandemic. We want to really bridge the gap between our industry members and our student organizations and campus community. So HKN knows this. I've told them many times that these are the exact types of things that we'd love to collaborate on and kind of get our members involved with. So thank you for giving us a little bit more information on what you're working on for this upcoming school year. Now, how has HKN worked with local San Diego tech companies in the past? Is there any type of partnership or a specific type of engagement in particular that HKN would like to pursue further kind of going forward?
So like you mentioned, as far as collaborating with local San Diego companies, we've worked with Tech San Diego and had a Turtle Beach mixer in the spring remotely, where everybody had the opportunity to network with the CTO of Turtle Beach and a senior VP engineer of Turtle Beach, which there was a lot to learn about the company and how the work culture and all that is like. We also had a technical interview prep with two more local San Diego companies, one for software, one for hardware. We had two engineers join online. Traditionally, our problem-solving sessions, like those technical interview questions, are actually run by students, but we thought that we could experiment with something new and have actual engineers go over problems that those companies themselves would be asking in technical interviews. So I thought it would be a new type of event.
Yeah, and we're excited to kind of be able to bring some of those professional opportunities into these typically student-run events. We know we want to just make the process as almost as real and as close as we can make it for you guys, so it's as near to what you'll actually be seeing in a technical interview. So we're happy to help out with events like that. Now, is there any way that members of our local tech industry can learn more about projects that HKN members work on? This can be either, you know, their individual personal projects, or if you guys have projects as like an organization that you work on kind of on a larger scale.
Yeah, so we sort of try to stray a little bit away from like giving out projects just because our sister organization, IEEE, actually gives out projects. But we've been playing around with the idea of creating a platform where companies could potentially post problems that they potentially want students to solve, and then students would essentially work on those projects for those companies. So that's something that we're developing and trying to get up and running. And that would be sort of a way that companies would be able to see projects and give out projects and sort of find students that catch their eyes, if that makes sense.
No, exactly. That makes perfect sense. And, you know, we want to make it as easy for you guys to highlight your own projects and to kind of get you guys out there and, you know, hopefully get noticed by some of our local techs and our local Tech San Diego members or San Diego tech companies. And we want to keep you guys in the region ultimately. So any way that we can help do that, we'd love to. Now, if a company was interested in learning more about HKN or partnering with HKN or getting a sponsorship for HKN, what would be the best way of getting in contact with you guys?
Yeah, so I'd say the best way to contact HKN would be through our email. So that's hcan@eng.ucsd.edu. You can also learn more about HCAN, our sponsorships, how induction works, everything involving HCAN at our website, hcan.ucsd.edu. And we also have a Facebook page, just facebook.com/HCANUCSD, where all our members are there and we post events there too.
Perfect. For those companies who might be interested in working with HCAN either this fall or throughout the school year, what types of collaborations or resources would you as an organization like to see from our local tech community while we're still impacted by the coronavirus? Is there anything specific that students may want to hear more about or learn from companies about how best to adapt to our current circumstances?
Yeah. So I believe a lot of members of our engineering community in general, so not just like HCAN members, are looking for advice from industry on how to navigate their job search and career development during the pandemic, especially because engineering is more of a hands-on major. So like project experience, so things like that would be like a great like topic to talk about for like how to get project experience during the pandemic. Other exciting collaboration ideas might be talks about like how hands-on engineering jobs have shifted to remote work. What is it like? Advice for virtual interviews during this hiring season. What students can expect to hear or expect to be asked during interview. I think all those types of topics would be really, really great things to hear as a student.
You know, Vivian, I think those are all great ideas for exactly the type of events that Tech San Diego wants to put on with student organizations like yourselves, like HCAN. Tech San Diego and our members ultimately want to provide this type of important information to our students, especially in these weird, unprecedented times. So I'm sure that we'll be collaborating on these exact types of ideas and on events like these in the coming weeks and months. And with that, I think we're pretty much at the end of our discussion for today. If you're a student and you want to stay up to date about all of Tech San Diego's upcoming university events, or if you want to access to some of Tech San Diego's student-focused resources, check out our Campus Connection newsletter. You can join by emailing me at jarett@techsd.org or check it out on our website, techsandiego.org. While you're there, visit our Student Health Crisis Resource page for up-to-date COVID-19 information related to students and university communities. You can also check out our Regional Tech Directory, which is the most comprehensive list of tech companies, including who is hiring in the San Diego region. I want to give a big thanks to Alan, Vivian, and Sashank for joining us today. Tech San Diego is very excited to work with you this upcoming quarter and throughout this upcoming school year. So thank you again for coming by and joining us on the pod.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.